It was August 2014 when I realized my responsibility to America. It wasn't a sudden shock or an instantaneous weight of self-purpose, but more the finalization of something I'd always known and everything I'd learned growing up. In kindergarten, I'd learned to sing the national anthem and put my hand over my heart. I learned the Pledge of Allegiance and how to take turns, enjoying only the privileges I had earned. In sixth grade, I learned that I was proud to be an American, singing with my fellow students for a Veterans Day assembly. As I entered high school, I learned to respect the beliefs of others and to value their differing opinions. They helped me understand new and better ways to connect with people. It is, after all, we the people, not I and everyone else. As I became more familiar with society as a whole, I realized that being patriotic was an important quality in the citizens of a country. Our country needs individuals who are willing to sustain its values should it desire to become a more perfect union. When I met the past personally, I realized my responsibility as one of those individuals. The Vietnam Memorial, Washington, D.C., August 2014. I stood before a great black wall embedded into a well-kept hill. Names stacked higher than my head stared as I watched the world around me in the reflection. People walked tree-lined paths between lampposts and continued on their way, while others lingered, lost in thought, gently brushing their fingers against the names of people they once knew. I looked at the buildings rising behind the trees, at the people rushing past, at the person I saw before me. I saw America reflected in that wall, and I wondered if the names did, too. I wondered if the soldiers who sacrificed so much would be proud of it. Would they regret dying for a country that had become what it was that day? Was I the citizen I needed to be for those soldiers to look out and be proud of me? To be proud of themselves? Since that pivotal moment, I have changed. I have realized that my responsibility as an American lies in being a good and faithful citizen, in being willing to do all I can in order to form a more perfect union. It is my responsibility to establish justice by honoring and adhering to the laws of my country, my state, my town, my school, and my home, honoring them by accepting the consequences of my actions. It is my responsibility to ensure domestic tranquility by respecting others, controlling my anger, avoiding violence, and being willing to stand up for what's right. It is my responsibility to provide for the common defense by showing my support for our military and saying the pledge I know so well, respecting the flag ceremonies I have the honor to be a part of, and thanking our veterans through service, the simple donation of brotherly kindness. It is my responsibility to promote the general welfare by working honestly, paying taxes, and, as soon as I'm granted the privilege of it, voting as an informed and educated member of society. Thankfully, my responsibility to America doesn't end there. It is also my responsibility to secure the blessings of liberty to myself and my posterity by being an example of good citizenry to my friends, peers, associates, and teachers. Doing so will encourage myself and others to act more like the Americans our country needs us to be. Someday, it will also be my husband's and my responsibility to teach our family, our children, to love, respect, and serve their country. I will teach my children, as my parents taught me, to look for the good in people, to be honest, helpful, caring, intelligent, selfless, trustworthy, hardworking, and faithful. I will not expect perfection, but I will expect an effort. It is this effort that will keep America worth sacrificing for. We do not have a country without citizens, a union without family, or an America without Americans willing to sustain liberty. I know that America isn't perfect, nor do I ever expect it to be, but I do expect an effort. I do not expect this effort from others, but from myself, to fulfill the responsibilities I have to sustain a country to be proud of. I want to be able to go back to that wall, to look at my reflection in the names of those soldiers and see a more perfect union standing behind me, with their hands on their hearts and their heads held high, ready for the challenges to come.